Majority Report.
When you're sick of fad diets and letting your scale dictate your mood, then step off that scale and into the Cortislim life. You hear success stories everywhere, people raving about Cortislim. Isn't it time you join them in exercise, nutrition, diet, supplementation, and Cortislim? Step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Order 2 bottles of Cortislim and take $20 off. $20 off 2 bottles. Call 1-800-TRIM-993. 800-TRIM-993.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Kerry says Bush not a leader. John Kerry saying today there's a big difference between the kind of leadership George W. Bush has shown and the kind that Kerry will show. He says when Bush leads, quote, there's hardly anyone there to follow. He says Bush has isolated the U.S. from the rest of the world. Kerry also says while U.S. forces have been doing their job honorably and bravely, the commander-in-chief has not been doing his. He also charges if Bush cannot recognize the problems in Iraq, he will not fix them. Former President Bill Clinton planning to appear alongside John Kerry in Philadelphia Monday. Just over a week in the campaign left at that point. Kerry advisors have been hoping Clinton would recover quickly enough from heart bypass surgery to help out in the final days of the campaign. Doctors have ordered Clinton to get plenty of rest after quadruple bypass surgery last month. Even though he has not been traveling, Clinton does regularly phone Kerry and his campaign to offer advice. He also agreed to tape a phone message to be delivered to voters' homes and may tape some radio ads as well. Democrats raising questions now about National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, who's giving a flurry of speeches in battleground states before Election Day. Rice scheduled to give speeches in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Florida in the next week. In recent days, she's appeared in Ohio, North Carolina, Oregon, and Washington State. John Edwards saying it's a sign that President Bush will do anything to stay in power, even if it means diverting the National Security Advisor from, quote, doing her job. The White House defending the speech is saying Condi Rice explaining the actions the administration is taking. White House records show that Condi Rice has given 68 speeches, mostly in Washington. Traditionally, the National Security Advisor does not get overtly involved in politics. Family members of September 11th victims say Congress is wasting time. President Bush must put more pressure on lawmakers to pass sweeping intelligence changes now. The relatives, part of the Family Steering Commission that advised the 9/11 Commission, and now the Commission's recommendations for overhauling U.S. intelligence are snagged on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers arguing over some of those proposals, as well as some other issues not part of the original recommendations. One woman whose husband died at the World Trade Center read a letter to President Bush urging him to act. 11 U.S. soldiers injured in twin suicide car bomb attacks today in the Iraqi city of Samarra. The Army says the twin blast killed an Iraqi child. U.S. and Iraqi forces claim to have recaptured the town from insurgents this month. In Baghdad, another car bomb shook the capital today, sending smoke rising from the western bank of the Tigris River. Bursts of gunfire erupted after the blast, but yet no reports of casualties among U.S. troops so far.
Some of you are still not booking hotels on Priceline, which makes me wonder, how rich are you? How much do you have to not want to save up to 40% off? Millions? Billions? But if your disposable income is not so disposable, go to Priceline. Choose the Price neighborhood in a 2-, 3-, or 4-star hotel, and they'll find it up to 40% less than Expedia and Hotels.com. Top of the line, guaranteed best price, Priceline Hotels.
Priceline's reservation system is different from fixed price sites. The exact hotel is shown only after purchase. See website for guaranteed details.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please select for the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, super lawyer David Boyce will discuss worst-case scenarios for election in 2004. What if, say, Bush is reelected? That would be so bad. Plus, a personal favorite, Dahlia Lithwick. You'll love her. And an extended visit to the mysterious blogosphere with Matt Iglesias and Votergasm's Michelle Collins, who will explain how America can quite literally come together. Wow! The next Al Franken Show is just hours away.
Well, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks a great deal for joining us this evening. We do appreciate it. Phone number here is 866-303-2270, as it is every night, and we'll be taking your phone calls here momentarily. Right before the program, I was watching Chris Matthews' Hardball, one segment in several cities in different states around the country, early voting is available now. It's available here in Georgia, and apparently it's available here in Florida. And, of course, this is in response. The early voting thing was in response to the theft and criminality perpetrated against this country by the Republicans back in 2000. And in an effort to at least put a face of respectability and legality back on the essential franchise of people who are citizens of the United States. A lot of states decided to go ahead and have early voting . It's here in Georgia, absentee balloting is still available, and that ends, I think, this weekend, and then next week here in Georgia, it's early voting. Anyway, there were a couple of people on. Mark Foley, a Republican from Florida, House member, and Kendrick Meek, a Democrat House member. Now, I'm not sure why they were there. I think it was to talk about early voting in Florida and how it's going. And the Republican, Mark Foley, was just covering his suit coat with spittle as he shrieked at the camera about what the Democrats and the union members were doing at the various precincts around the state of Florida How he knows, I have no idea. Probably some sort of a network of people who report these things to him. But he was saying that obvious Kerry supporters, Democrats, union members, they even had on T-shirts that said, "I'm a union member," or something to that effect, were walking up to the lines of people standing waiting to vote with bullhorns and blasting them in their face with the noise from the bullhorn. Oh, it just went on and on. It was just, you know, I'm sitting here going, oh, my God. And Matthews is allowing him to say that, allowing him to sit there and say that. So then they went to Kendrick Meek, the Democrat, one of the representatives from Florida. And Matthews said, well, Congressman Meek, have you heard anything about that? And Meek just kind of looked at the camera and smiled, and he said, well, don't you think that if that were happening, it would have been on the front pages of the papers and on the nightly news tonight all over Florida at the 6 o'clock news if that were happening? Don't you think? And Matthews kind of looked at the camera and just gave one of his little wry Tweety Bird looks and let it drop and ended the segment. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, once again, here we are. This Mark Foley, who was one of these filthy little pigs that got elected in 94 during the Newt Gingrich revolution. You know, this is right at the same time when Gingrich is having an affair with a female staffer on a House a subcommittee on agriculture. And you and I were paying for his whore's salary.
Well, what about Monica Lewinsky?
Well, I don't think she was getting paid, was she? Wasn't she an intern or something? Who knows? Anyway, right at the time that Newt was boinking this employee of the House subcommittee on agriculture, and engineering a Republican takeover of Congress with his lies filtered through his adulterous, fevered brain, this guy Mark Foley was one of the people that persuaded folks in Central Florida that the Republicans were the answer to all of God's problems. So there's Mark Foley talking about scenes of riot, near riot. And Kendrick Meek, the Democrat, said, well, why didn't somebody call the police? And Foley said, well, I guess maybe they did. And then Matthews jumped in and said, well, isn't that against the law, harassing people? Well, I guess maybe it is. But they were there with bullhorns and union T-shirts and screaming and grabbing people. And they grabbed this one guy and they said, who are you voting for? And he said, Kerry. And they said, okay, go ahead. And they grabbed another guy, who are you voting for? Bush. Oh, no, you're not. And this is on national television. This kind of garbage and crap. This is why I hate these people. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? And now I'm speaking specifically, not just about Republicans, but about media freaks. I like Chris Matthews. Jesus, how did we get to this? How did we get? Never mind. Now, late breaking news, a federal judge has ruled that people held in the death camp in Cuba, I don't know what they're calling it now, but the American-run death camp in Cuba and torture camp. I guess we should call it a torture camp because torture is fairly common there. Death, I think, has only happened to maybe one or two people, unless you count the suicides. Now, if you count the suicides, it's probably more. But at the torture camp run by the United States government, which means run by you and me, the money that we provide in our taxes to run this torture area, a federal judge has ruled that the people being held in this torture camp in Cuba, funded with your money and my money, must be allowed to meet with lawyers, and that the Bush crime family cannot, the Justice Department, run by this psychopath Ashcroft, cannot monitor the conversations between the detainees being held at the torture camp and their lawyers. A U.S. District Judge, Colleen Collar-Cotelli, made this ruling late today in a sharp rebuke of the Bush administration, is the way the Associated Press writer puts it. She said the administration, quote, attempts to erode this bedrock principle of attorney-client privacy with, quote, a flimsy assemblage of arguments. Now, what has happened here is you probably know the Supreme Court ruled back in June. Back in June! That the 600-plus people being held at the torture camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, you know, run by the United States Navy and supported with your money and my money, that the torture camp the people held there could challenge your captivity in American courts. That's what the Supreme Court ruled. And when they ruled that, they must have all sat back on their asses and went, ha ha, giggle, giggle, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. These people don't even speak English, much less understand our judicial system or our criminal justice system. So how can they challenge their captivity, right? How could they do that? Well, Judge Colicatelli, who's a former Justice Department attorney and named to the bench by Bill Clinton, said that what the Supreme Court said would be impossible without legal help. That these people couldn't do it. How in the hell are they going to do it? First of all, they're all being tortured. They're all being humiliated. They've been held for 3 years. The judge said, quote, they have been detained virtually incommunicado for nearly 3 years without being charged with any crime. To say that they have the ability to investigate the circumstances surrounding their capture and detention is to say that that is seriously impaired, their ability to do that, the judge says, is an understatement. Yeah. She also said it was impossible for these prisoners being held at the torture center that you and I are paying for. It was impossible for them to her words, grapple with the complexities of a foreign legal system and present their claims to a court without attorneys, without access to a library, and without fluency in English. Well, no kidding! A Justice Department spokesman, someone named John Nowacki, who works for the religiously insane psychopath Ashcroft, who runs the United States Justice Department, Nowacki said, we're reviewing the decision. Michael Ratner, president of the New York Center for Constitutional Rights, which represents some of these detainees, said, quote, the decision is, quote, a wonderful vindication of what the Supreme Court said they had a right to have, access to lawyers, end quote. The Bush crime family had acted as though the Supreme Court ruling didn't exist. And it took a federal judge to tell them, yeah, you got to follow the law. Man. Now, Bush crime family attorneys who work for the religiously insane John Ashcroft had agreed to let the men see some attorneys, but they argued that they were not legally required to do it. We don't have to do that. You know, Fourth Amendment, go screw yourself. The Bush crime family also wanted to monitor the meetings and review the attorney's notes and the attorney's mail and their email and their phone calls. That's what the Bush crime family wants to do when you get busted, if you ever do. Huh? Quick break, we'll be back. I'm Mike Malone on Air America Radio.
Nothing moving, nothing to say. They drove the prisoners east to the boats where they're hanging from the gallows overlooking Guantanamo Bay. He's a cowboy president. But he wears a black hat.
As if Halloween wasn't scary enough. It's just 2 days before the election. Let's not get tricked again. Let Northern Sun supply your election year costume. Northern Sun has been supplying the left with anti-creep merchandise for over 25 years. Northern Sun has hundreds of t-shirts, buttons, stickers, and other products. Get an anti-Bush t-shirt for yourself and your pumpkin. Sizes from kid small to adult 3X. How about an anti-Bush yard sign? The perfect antidote to right-wing evildoers. Do you want to get the monsters out of the White House? Visit NorthernSun.com and get a sticker, poster, or flag to help rid us of those scary ghouls. Don't wait until Bush's head spins around and he throws up on the Constitution. Go to NorthernSun.com and get the merchandise to help exorcise those demons. Can't reach the web because your computer's infected by the ghost of John Ashcroft? Call Northern Sun at 800-258-8579 and get a free catalog. No bones about it. Northern Sun has the merchandise you need to help drive away those right-wing wolves in Washington. Go to NorthernSun.com while there's still time.
Smart Balance brings great news for health. Omega Plus Spread. I'm Bob Harris with Smart Balance, and our new Omega Plus Spread contains natural plant sterols and omega-3 from the sea. Smart Balance Omega Plus helps promote healthy cholesterol and triglycerides in the blood. No other spread gives you a better ratio of omega-6 to omega-3, with no hydrogenated oil and no trans fatty acids. Delicious Omega Plus from Smart Balance.
In November 2000, 34 million women who were eligible did not register or vote. This November, make your voice count.
Stand up, you can be heard. Send the message, spread the word. Now the sisters, it's your turn. Stand up, stand up. Vote for hope, vote for change. Vote to turn a brand new page. Vote for peace, take the stage.
This message was brought to you by StandUpAndVote.org.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say, Brush?
Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
Needless to say, I was anxious to be 110 miles offshore and jumping off a boat in the open ocean.
Jim Ray is a marine biologist who has been working with a national marine sanctuary called the Flower Gardens, deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Flower Garden banks are a very unique set of reefs. About 55% of the surface area is covered with living coral.
And while his work is not surprising, what might be is who he works for, Shell.
It just gives me a very different view and approach on the environment. Yeah, it has become an old friend.
Protecting this magnificent area is something people like Jim have been doing for over 30 years.
With this kind of protection, it'll probably be there 100 years from now for people to still enjoy.
And while Shell will continue to focus on energy, that will never be its only focus.
As long as I'm still allowed to dive, I'm not too old to climb back on a boat, I'll probably have the opportunity to go back to places like the Flower Gardens.
To find out more, see the Shell report, People, Planet, and Profits at www.shell.com.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Past the hour. Now, this ruling by this Clinton-appointed federal judge who has said to the Justice Department, you know, stop the crap and stop it now, and has said to the Bush administration, stop it. You know, when it was reported tonight by Peter Jennings, he said on ABC, he said the ruling was, quote, a major defeat, end quote, for the Bush administration. Think about that for a second now. A major defeat for the Bush administration. Is it sad? Is that the right word? Is it infuriating that in Bush's America, it's considered a defeat if someone's civil rights are upheld? Jesus, can you get your mind around that? Can you get your mind around that? It is a defeat for the Bush crime family when an essential right guaranteed by the United States Constitution is upheld as being legitimate and proper by a federal court judge. And yet the media will present it as a defeat for the Bush administration, which it probably is. But couldn't, I mean, what is there no way that whoever wrote that for Jennings could have written in an affirmation of the United States Constitution tonight, a federal judge has said, yes, they must have lawyers. But that's not how it's done. Not in Bush's America. That's not how it's done. You want four more years of this? Well, not four more. Do you want an endless period of time of this? Then just allow Bush to get to steal the election or to get reelected. To get elected again. I know he wasn't elected the first time. Don't send me any emails. I know. Jesus, these people make me tired. Oh, my God. Why, you know, why do we have to do this? Why do we have to do this? Every single night it's another outrage. Now Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, this Spruill and Associates, this collection of brown shirts, that's all they are. These are little Nazi pigs. I would love to have one of these people come to my door. I would punch your lights out. I would not hesitate. I would bloody their mouth. Just bang, just so fast. I swear I would. These thugs... Allegedly, a consulting firm based in Arizona, hired by the Republican National Committee. Now, how many states has it turned out that these little thugs are signing people who innocently think they're being registered to vote? And the ones who are signing up as Democrats, they're having their registration thrown in the trash so that when they go to their precinct on November 2nd, hi, I'm here to vote. Sorry, you're not on the... But I registered! Where did you register? Well, somebody took... It was a... Well, sorry, sir. Sorry, ma'am. I wish one would come to my door. Oh, Jesus, Kathy, how can we entice one of these Spruill and Associates to come to my... I will gladly serve 90 days in jail. I will gladly serve a year in jail just to pop one of these little bastards right in the mouth. Breadcrumbs? You think that would work? Some of the people hired by Spruill and Associates. Now, not only does this company screw with the democratic system, our system of self-government, and for that they should be taken out and shot. Well, not literally shot, clubbed. I don't know. You know, I have. How do you do this? What do you do with people who try to pervert democracy? In Iraq, we kill them. But in this country, what do we do with them? Oh, guess what? They were dead screwing with the democracy again. Oh, well, yawn. Yawn. Hey, what happened to Britney Spears today? So not only are they screwing with democracy, the bedrock of this society, these Republican animals... Not only are they doing that, but the people that they are hiring, it turns out, those people weren't getting paid. That's what happened. Some of the workers said they were told to avoid registering Democrats or anyone who indicated support for Democratic nominee John Kerry. One of these people, Michelle Tharp of Meadville, Pennsylvania, who said she was sent out to canvass door-to-door and outside businesses in Meadville, Crawford County, said, we were only to register Republicans. Ms. Tharp says that their paychecks were screwed up. Ms. Tharp, who I just quoted, says she was paid only $14 for 15 hours of work after being hired at the rate of $11 an hour. You see how this works? Huh? You don't like it? Take me to small claims court. I'll be gone anyway. My job is not to hire you and pay you. My job is to destroy representative government. If I were in Iraq, U.S. troops would kill me. If I were in Afghanistan, U.S. troops would kill me. But I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm in Nevada. I'm in Oregon. I'm in Arizona. I'm in Florida. And I'll do whatever I want. If I go to Malloy's house, he'll kill me. But nobody else will. Because this is America. I'm protected by the law. Now, Heather Lehman, a spokesman for the Republican National Committee, said that, oh, none of this is true. If that's what they're saying, I smell politics. I've got something you could smell, Miss Lehman. I really do. You know, I hate these people. I hate them because they're trying to destroy my country.
Stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid. Right, Brush?
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. What do you say? Chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. DemocraticMatch.com is completely free for a limited time. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-521-0200. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech. 1-800-521-0200.
When looking for a quality used vehicle, there are some basic rules to follow. Check the fan clutch, look at the brakes for wear, test the exhaust for leaks, or just find one with a GM-certified used vehicle sticker. Now well-qualified buyers can get low 2.9% APR financing on select Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Inspected and reconditioned by professionals. Doesn't that sound nice? GM-certified used vehicles. The right way, the right car. Length of contract limited. Take delivery by 11:30:04. See a GM-certified dealer for details or visit GMCertified.com.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient. But Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. We'll have the secret reason behind Bush's war in Iraq and how it's changing life here at home. Plus, James Galbraith is back to deconstruct the polls, and he'll preview what another 4 years of the Bush economy would look like if we survived it. And if Jesus doesn't come back first, Rapture Watch on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
So, let me get this straight, and you get it straight too. We now live in America, that's spelled with two K's, we now live in America where it's a bad thing, a defeat, if basic constitutional rights are enforced by the courts. The Bush crime family believes it can operate outside the courts. It wants to operate by fiat, by decree. When Bush talks about... It's easier to do things in a dictatorship. As long as I'm a dictator. No. They believe in a monarchy where if you do not do what the king says, the king will cut your head off or something, hang you. Think about how we're viewed by the world. We're led by a tyrant who wants to do away with not just the constitutional rights guaranteed in this country. Everybody in the world knows what our Constitution is about. It's unique in all the world. People who come here study our Constitution. Somebody who comes here from Bosnia, from Russia, from Thailand, from pick a country, know more about our Constitution than you and I do. And that's the truth. That's why they come. That's why they come. To make money? Okay. Yeah, maybe, you know, to be able to have three squares and a roof over you. Okay. But it's the fact that we guarantee checks and balances. The tyranny can't take foot here. That's what they believe. Well, no, you know, in America, a little wacko. They go around the world and kill people. They blow stuff up. They destabilize governments. They overthrow dictators and install new dictators. But at least if I'm living there, there are checks and balances. Not with the Bush crime family. So people outside this country, and I'm not just talking about Western Europe, I think the Western Europeans and the Canadians, they don't give a damn anymore. They look at us like we're crazy. Like just nuts. What, you know, these are white people, just like we are, these Americans. They speak a romance language, just like we do. They look like us. They look like us Germans, us Swedes, us French, us British, us Irish, us Italians, us Canadians. They look like us. But they're not. They're from some hellhole of a planet in a 12th dimension, twice removed. They couldn't be these white people. What about the colored people in America? Oh, well, they don't count. You know, they're just there. But the Europeans, the Canadians, they've written us off. The Australians, the New Zealanders, they look at us like, Jesus, never mind. But the colored people from around the planet, so-called, they look at the United States and they say, well, you know, they still have the Constitution. This can't be happening. This, you know, there must be a way around this. They understand. People in different countries look at us and now they understand we're led by a tyrant who not only is willing to destroy constitutional rights in this country, but wants to do away with constitutional rights, if they could ever take hold, in other countries. Dictatorship, Nazism, tyranny, totalitarianism, monarchism, anything but representative government, anything but checks and balances. Of course, everybody knows the reason that Bush and the Republicans are opposed to joining the International Criminal Court, to placing war criminals under, in this country, under that jurisdiction. We understand that. Henry Kissinger would be the first one in the dock. Bush would go. Rumsfeld would go. How many people in the Bush administration would go? Man. So we live in an America now where it's a bad thing. It's a defeat. That's how it... the Bush administration suffered a major defeat today when a court said, yes, people detained at the torture center in Guantanamo must have legal representation. Yeah, they've been held for 3 years. 3 years! This is like the Soviet Union. This is like the old Soviet Union. 3 years. This is the United States gulag. We have our own gulag archipelago. We have it. You know, it's in Cuba. It's in the Indian Ocean. It's in Jordan. It's in Syria. It's in Afghanistan. It's in Iraq. Who's going to write about ours? Where's Solzhenitsyn? Not Solzhenitsyn, but what's his name? Who wrote the Gulag Archipelago? Who was the Russian? Was it Solzhenitsyn? I don't know. How close are we to doing away with the Constitution altogether? If George W. Bush reaffirms control over this country with this pack of killers that he has, it's over, Truth Seeker. It's over. The Patriot Act, that's just a start. Are you kidding? The sneak and peek thing that exists right now, today, as you and I sit here, the Ashcroft psychopaths can go into your home, look around, check your mail, check your email, go through your drawers, look under your bed, and leave. They need nothing. They need nothing to do that. Nothing. Who was the only senator who voted against USA Patriot Act? Who was that? Feingold? Russ Feingold. Russ Feingold. Why isn't he running for president? No, you know what I mean by that. So that's where we live. Meanwhile, back here, you see, back in the United States, Sproul and Associates, whatever the hell their name is, and Associates, trying to destroy representative government, trying to destroy this country as surely as the terrorists who bombed us on September 11th did. Now, let me ask you something. Supposing those 19 hijackers had somehow managed to survive. I know it's impossible, but supposing somehow, 15 of them Saudis, I think one was Algerian, another one's Egyptian, but supposing we could have gotten our hands on them after they killed 3,000 Americans, what do you think would have happened? What do you think would have happened, huh? After they had attempted to destroy this country. If a mob got to them, they would have been torn into chunks of flesh. They would have been dismembered. But let's suppose they got into our judicial system. They would wind up like Ramzi Youssef. They would be in prison for the rest of their useless, psychopathic, fundamentalist, religionist lives. What about these people who run Sproul and Associates? What about the Republican National Committee who put this diabolical plan together? What's going to happen to them? Nothing. And if Bush gets another 4 years, the people who destroyed democracy in this country will be promoted. They will be stroked. They will be cuddled. They will be told that they did a good thing because, after all, George Bush is a godly man and is opposed to abortion or whatever. If these people were caught in a different country, say a country that was trying to establish democracy, these Sproul and Associates, I don't know that they'd be given a trial. They would say, did you really do this? You did. Oh, okay. And they'd be taken out to the stadium and shot. Just like we see on television all the time in Saudi Arabia when women are beheaded. just like they do in so many countries. China and the United States, you know, we vie with each other for who executes the most people in a given year, back and forth. This year China, next year us. This year China, next year us. Year after that China, back and forth, back and forth. But in China, they don't even mess with it. Oh, you did what? Oh, okay. Bang. Dead. Over. That's it. And what happens in this country? When people try to destabilize the state, which is what they're trying to do. Now, if I advocate the overthrow of the United States government, I can go to jail. These people who work for Sproul Associates are actively working to overthrow the government. And what happens to them? Nothing. Because they work for the most criminal enterprise ever put together in a free society, the Bush administration and the Republican Party, as it has changed into, metaphorized into, this filthy swamp thing, this slimy destroyer of freedom. It's just an outrage. So Peter Jennings, and nothing against Peter Jennings. He's just a shill. He's paid $10 million a year to sit there for 22 minutes a night and read stuff, you know, and look handsome and wear good clothing. You know, screw Peter Jennings and Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw and all of them. They are useless in being charged to inform the American public of things we need to be informed of. These men are useless. They serve no function whatsoever that could be seen as advantageous to a free people governing themselves. They do nothing. They are worse than slime. All of them. All three of them. So forget him. How do you suppose it's going to be reported, this ruling by this judge late today?
Well, major defeat for the Bush administration. Major defeat for the, the Fourth Amendment was upheld, or the Fifth Amendment, or the First Amendment. I don't know, but it's a major defeat.
God. I don't know, man. I don't know. Don't you get tired? Don't you ever get tired? Don't you get tired of this? This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Molloy.
It was good. Once. Planet check.
Approximately 95% of all of the printing and office paper available today has no recycled content whatsoever.
That's Susan Kinsella from Conservatory. Kinsella advises buying recycled and post-consumer content.
Post-consumer means materials that the public has used and then put into the recycling system.
It's important to look at where the fiber comes from.
The fibers are often coming from endangered forests. Even when they're coming from plantations, there's a lot of issues around that as well.
Plantations really are tree farms.
They're not true forests. They need a lot of herbicides and pesticides in order to support them.
Making 100% recycled office paper reduces air pollutants by more than 90%. For a list of stores that sell recycled paper,
visit Conservatory's website at conservatory.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Cliff Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
Why is House Majority Leader Tom DeLay still in power? The former exterminator has gotten into more trouble than a kitchen full of roaches. He's now been slapped 3 times by the House Ethics Committee and faced an IRS complaint and a racketeering suit. But that's not all. According to Mother Jones, 3 sets of state and federal investigators may finally be closing in on DeLay. First, there's Texas, where DeLay fundraisers have been charged with felonies for possibly laundering money for a group he founded and helped run. Prosecutors haven't ruled out charging DeLay. Then there's Louisiana, where lobbyists flaunting their ties with DeLay bilked $32 million out of an 800-member Native American tribe. Grand jury subpoenas in the case are flying around like confetti. Even Imelda Marcos has gotten one. The Senate is also investigating the scandal, and DeLay, a.k.a. the Hammer, is facing yet another House ethics count. House Republicans are used to having lightning rods as leaders, but are they really crazy enough to stand by this man? It looks like only a felony charge will finally get them to nail the Hammer. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
And now, here's Tony Award-winning international gigastar, housewife, talk show host, investigative journalist, advisor to the British royal family, celebrity guru, and board-certified kangaroo wrangler, Dame Edna Everidge.
Hello, possums. This is Dame Edna, and I'm back with a vengeance, where I belong on beautiful old Broadway. Just picture it, you, me, and 1,000 total strangers filling the enchanting little music box theater with caring, sharing, love and laughter in a veritable orgy of family fun. Don't miss this strictly limited engagement of my all-new therapeutic comedy extravaganza, Dame Edna, back with a vengeance. Previews begin November the 5th, so don't delay, possums. Call telecharge.com. 212-239-6200 for tickets today.
Every day Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
We're saying welcome to America. Why don't you share information with us?
It's about 8 before the hour. Let's do some calls here. Coming up right after the break, we've got, what do we got, Kathy? 4 or 5 chunks of sound from the would-be dictator that you may find interesting. Amy is calling from New Jersey. Amy, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm totally freaking out about that Mark Foley guy.
Didn't you want to just crawl into the television and just beat him up?
Oh, my God. I wanted to, like, stuff at the TV, and then I finally ended up registering on Democratic Underground. We got to, like, get this guy.
Oh.
He's dangerous. This guy is dangerous, and I don't know. I think that we need to, if there are people who are allegedly wearing carry shirts and all that, we need to figure out who these people are, because they're obviously Republican operatives.
Well, I don't think any of that happened. Is there a Republican in America who will tell the truth? Maybe Olympia Snowe does. Maybe who's Lincoln Chafee, maybe he tells the truth. But is there any Republican who will honestly tell the truth? Well, I guess honestly tell the truth is kind of redundant, but you understand what I'm saying. Is there one Republican left who can tell the truth?
I don't know of any.
I don't either.
I don't know of any. I mean, it's like ridiculous. My whole family, my dad, my uncle, and his wife, and my dad's wife, they're all Republicans. And I keep trying to show them the truth, and they just don't get it. And I don't know what to do anymore. It's like, it's upsetting.
I don't know what to tell you to do either. I watched in my own family. There's still one holdout. I have a brother in California who works in the death industry. He's a physicist. He works in the weapons industry. Building missiles and bombs and stuff. And he's a last one. Every other member of my extended family, including people who have married in and have married out, have finally come around. Even the Republicans have said, well, you know, we're still Republican, but we want nothing to do with George Bush or John Ashcroft or the rest of these people. So to me, that's redeemable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that there's hope. A lot of people that I know in the younger generation, so to speak, although my boyfriend's cousin, he's Republican, but he's totally anti-Bush, and he wants to redeem the Republican Party,
right,
and, you know, bring it back to what it's supposed to be. But, I'm beginning to wonder, like, maybe I should switch to Republican and then, like, you know, infiltrate them from the inside to change this party, because it is just a mess. It is a mess. It's just, they're all corrupt, and it's sickening and it's disgusting.
No, don't, Amy, don't infiltrate. Remember, who was it? I get this screwed up every time because it's so long ago. I guess it was Nietzsche or maybe it was Heidegger, but whoever who said, be careful when you stare into the abyss, because at that moment the abyss stares into you. And I've always kind of, even though I can't remember the exact quote or exactly who the philosopher was, the nihilistic philosopher who said it, I'm sure it was Nietzsche. But to me, any time I've had this urge to approach pure evil and try to do battle with it, I remember that. No, because pure evil, especially when it presents itself as a political party, i.e. the Republicans, it doesn't make any difference how righteous you are. We don't live in a Greek myth. You know, we are not going to slay this hideous dragon. This hideous dragon can slay us. So whatever you do, don't infiltrate. Okay? Please don't.
All right. One thing I did want to mention also is there's a Canadian documentary that's going around the internet, and I urge everybody to see this documentary. It's called The World According to Bush. And you can Google it and find it, I'm sure. Yeah. The Canadian Broadcasting Company on Sunday. And it's similar to Fahrenheit 9/11, only it's like a PBS version of that. And it's much like the Dutch documentary that was going around last year
on
the Carlyle Group.
Sounds good. So. Amy, thanks for checking in. Call us again, okay?
Take care.
All right, bye. You too. All right, my educated wife says it is, yes, it was Nietzsche, and it's gaze long into the abyss, and the abyss gazes into you, and she also informs me here on the screen that Nietzsche wasn't necessarily talking about evil, he was talking about getting in touch with nothingness, you know, kind of a Buddhist thing, Hindu kind of thing. So, okay, so I've got it all screwed up. Kathy went to college. I did too, but I didn't graduate. Thanks, Kathy. once again, I've got a high school diploma. Well, I'll just interpret Nietzsche the way I believe, you know, what he meant. Gaze long into the abyss, and the abyss gazes into you. That, even though it was an entirely different thing, I'll stick with whatever. Cassandra is calling from New Jersey. Cassandra, welcome to the program.
Hi, Hey, Mike.
Hey, Cassandra.
Nietzsche Schmietzsche.
My thoughts exactly.
You know, I used to watch all those shows, MSNBC, CNBC.
Hey, can I get you to hold on?
Sure.
We hold on? I
sure
swear to God, I'll come right back right after the break. Stay right there. Don't leave. Don't leave. I want to hear what you got to say. All right, quick break here. We shall return right after news and commercials and stuff. All right, stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Can't figure out why you're not sleeping well? Maybe the trouble is in your bed. Conventional mattresses create pressure points that make you toss and turn. But now there's a bed guaranteed to give you a better night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress reduces the pressure points that make you toss and turn. So get a great night's sleep guaranteed. Call Tempur-Pedic now for a free video and sample at 1-800-942-1122. That's 1-800-942-1122.
In recognition of National Dental Hygiene Month, Oral-B reminds you that when it comes to oral care, hygienists have answers. For example, if you smoke, you might think your gums look healthier than they are. That's because nicotine constricts the blood vessels, which may give your gums a healthy appearance. Unfortunately, smokers are actually at a much higher risk for gum disease. Who knew? Your dental hygienist, of course. Talk to yours to learn even more about the effects of smoking. Dental hygienists, working to keep you healthy. A message from Oral-B.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. White House denials. The White House today denying that President George W. Bush told Pat Robertson he did not expect any casualties if the U.S. troops invaded Iraq. Religious broadcaster Pat Robertson made that claim in an interview with CNN, saying in a pre-war meeting with Bush, he warned the president God had told him Iraq would be messy and a disaster. Robertson quoted Bush as then saying, quote, "Oh no, we're not going to have any casualties." However, White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan says Bush never made such a comment. He says at the time, Bush was still looking for a diplomatic solution that was warning Americans of potential sacrifice ahead. Senior advisor to Bush, Karen Hughes, says Robertson either misheard or misunderstood. Attorneys for alleged enemy combatant Jose Padilla argued today the president has no authority to order anyone held indefinitely without charges, nor does any federal law allow such detentions. Padilla, a U.S. citizen who the government charges was part of an al-Qaeda plot to set off a radiological dirty bomb, is still being held at the brig at the Charleston Naval Weapons Station. The Constitution grants the president no power to detain a citizen seized in a civilian setting in the U.S. and to imprison him indefinitely and without charge in a military brig, according to the court papers filed by lawyers for Padilla. No statute authorizes such detention. The motion asks that Padilla be freed while the government decides whether to bring criminal charges. A federal judge ruled today terror suspects held at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba have to be allowed to meet with lawyers and the government cannot monitor their conversations. A strongly worded rebuke of the Bush administration from U.S. District Judge Colleen Collar-Cottley rejected the administration argument the detainees were not entitled to lawyers. Many states facing legal challenges over possible voting problems in November. Here's a look at some of them today in Colorado. A company hired by Denver to print and mail absentee ballots failed to send out about 13,000 ballots. In Georgia, a group of international election observers said in a report that the state's electronic voting machine should create paper receipts and poll workers should get more training. That's a result of a visit to Georgia in September by a 20-member team of civic leaders, professors, and lawyers from 15 other countries. In Nevada, the state's top elections official insisting exit pollers for media outlets have to stay 100 feet away from the polls to ensure hassle-free, intimidation-free voting sites. That law intended to block partisan activity near the polls, but an attorney for news organizations says it has never and should never be applied to the media to keep them away from voting places. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Ever wondered who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cortislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our campaign page. You'll find full transcripts and audio of each presidential and vice presidential debate.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Back to Cassandra, who called in from New Jersey. Nietzsche Schmita. Cassandra, thanks for holding on.
You're welcome. You know, Mike, you just express so well the outrage I feel. It's just so soothing to listen to you every night. Honestly, I appreciate your passion, and it's just exactly how I feel. You know, I think there's just, all I can see is two ways to really kind of solve this whole problem. And what I was saying before the break is, I used to watch all those shows, you know, Tweety Bird, I love that name, you know, Chris Matthews, and CNBC and Crossfire, and I just got so sick of those, the lies they were telling, because, you know, I could see for myself what was going on. They're like, you know, the husband that's found in bed by the wife, and then he goes to her, what are you going to do, believe me or your lying eyes?
Yeah, right.
And but anyway, number one, aside from getting, to me, the root of all our evil is the Bush family. So I love when you call them the, you know, the Bush crime family, because that's exactly it.
That's how they operate. Randy Rhodes, my colleague on this network, calls them, they operate just like a mafia organization. They are not about decency or justice. You could make the argument, I could anyway, since I have a, you know, my mother's parents are from Italy. I could make the, believe me, I know what I'm talking about. I can make the argument that
yeah.
mafia families have more honor than this Bush
thug. Oh, yeah. And then when you look back at their record, I mean, you go back to Grandpa Bush, who funded the Nazi war machine,
right.
then became a senator. Look at that power. And then Papa Bush, who was head of the CIA, I don't really think you can get a more powerful position where you know everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he becomes vice president to a president who has Alzheimer's. So he has power for the next 8 years, and then, of course, the next four. I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, number one, get rid of the Bushes, and the only way to do that is in a landslide for Kerry, because those people are going to, I don't think they're going to relinquish power. I honestly think they're going to hang on by their white knuckles. And you know, first get rid of them, and the only way is through the landslide. And the other thing is we've got to do something about, the only way to slay the dragon is a financial weapon, and it worked with the Sinclair Group. You know, they lost over $100 million because of our actions
mm-hmm.
by calling in, and I feel that's the only way to go with the main media, is like ABC, CBS, MSNBC, all those outlets, because those people need to be shamed
mm-hmm.
into realizing what they have done. They've led us to war. They've been the propaganda machine, and I think the only way to really hurt them is financially. What do you think?
No, I agree. I'm not sure exactly to what degree a monolithic organization like, for example, NBC, that's owned by General Electric. You know, how do you boycott?
You don't. You buy their stock and then you short it, or you do something on that fashion. That I think is what was done with Sinclair. You know, you get you know, how many people you possibly can
mm-hmm.
buy the stock and then short it or something like that, so that they can really suffer financially.
Yeah, I was listening to Franken's program today, and they were talking about 150, 130 million in market capitalization has been lost. Sinclair Broadcast Group, because of what they tried to do with the Kerry thing and people pulling out their advertising and. And then I read this letter from the employees, state employees group from New York, state of New York. They have an investment portfolio of I don't know if I didn't read it wrong, I think $115 billion. It couldn't be that much. But, you know, and there's a lengthy letter written to the CEO of Sinclair, because they own 266,000 shares of stock, and the guy writing the fund manager who wrote the letter, it's an incredible letter. I wish I had it right in front of me. I do have it right in front of me. Yeah, it's written by Alan Hevesi, who's the comptroller for the state of New York. And yeah, he says, I'm the sole trustee of the $115 billion New York State Common Retirement Fund. We hold 256,000 shares of Sinclair Broadcast Group. And then he says, as a shareholder, I'm writing to ask you about some recent actions that have brought a great deal of publicity to our company. And he says, I'd like to understand how these actions will improve performance and add to shareholder value. And then he asks 15 of the most pointed questions I've ever seen, and it's excellent. It's just excellent. You can find this at truthout.org. It's there. It was posted there today. A letter from the New York Comptroller to Sinclair. It's a great letter. I hope everybody goes and reads it.
Well,
so it is possible to do it. You're right. You're right.
I think that's the only weapon. And the only other thing I can think of is what I did with a friend of mine. And she's for Kerry. Her husband's for Bush. And I said, Linda, you've got to do your patriotic duty and just don't have sex with him unless he votes for Kerry.
That's,
and if all the women in the whole country did that, or, you know, men if they're gay, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that's an old Greek play, Lysistrata. It's a great play. Hey, thanks, Cassandra.
You're welcome.
All right,
bye.
You have a nice evening.
You too.
All right, take care. All right, that's the question of the hour. Who wrote Lysistrata? Now, I should know this. Who's the Greek play? What, you don't know? Not Aristophanes. Who wrote? Somebody will email me. Just one person, please email me. Who wrote Lysistrata? But they, yeah, no sex until you stop the wars. What was it about the Peloponnesian Wars? I don't even know. But I remember the play. So Cassandra finds me soothing. You know, I'm always worried I'm going to get folks so head up and agitated right before bedtime they'll be too twitchy and freaked out to sleep. You know, just jerking, you know, that leg thing going. I have this mental image of our tens and tens of overwrought listeners. You know, maybe reaching for the Ativan bottle or Valium or whatever, or just, you know, extra nightcap so they can get some rest after this show. But Cassandra finds me soothing. Okay. All right. Now, while we were talking, it is Aristophanes. Well, good for you. You're 2-0 tonight, aren't you? Huh? I wish I was as smart as you. While we're talking, Scott in Michigan sends me an email with a couple of links. Orlando, students at the University of Central Florida and two community colleges claim they were duped into switching their party affiliations from Democrat to Republican. And the article goes on. Similar incidents have occurred at Valencia Community College in Orange County, Seminole Community College. They thought they were signing a petition to change child molestation laws. They didn't realize they had changed their political party. Now, from the Times Herald, which is outside of Philadelphia, it's not Allentown, but one of the suburban cities of Philly. Again, students who last month signed a petition that was being circulated on this particular campus to legalize marijuana for primarily municipal purposes are now finding out they are registered Republicans. A student there, 24 years old, continuing education student, who described herself as a victim of voter registration manipulation, Jennifer Fugo, she said, "This is very disheartening. Everyone is encouraging young people to register and vote, and then they experience something like this. This is just outrageous." This is what the Republicans are doing, and do you know why? This is all over the place. Are you surprised? Are you surprised? Have you ever heard of Democrats doing this? No. And you know why? Because the Democratic Party is a party of ideas. It's a party of decency and honor and justice and truth. And we struggle. Are we perfect? Hell no. But we struggle. We never give up trying to make things better for ourselves and everybody else. Republicans are thugs. They're punks. I hate these people. They have nothing to offer the American public. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Nothing. They can't put together 1,000 votes. So they lie, they cheat, they sneak, and they steal. Now, what do rank-and-file Republicans that are listening to this program, what do you say about this? Do you have anything to say about this, you self-righteous thugs? Anything at all to say about this corruption that has taken the Republican Party right into hell? And dragged Christ, the Christian Christ, has been dragged into hell with it. That's what you people have done. That's what the organizers, that's what the Newt Gingriches and the Tom DeLays have done, and the George Bushes. They have taken Christ and rattled him all up with the Republican Party and then plunged it into the furthest reaches of hell. How do you feel? Are you proud of yourself?
Hi, do you care about the environment and America's energy future? Now there's a new way you can take action. You can fight global warming and promote energy independence with Native Energy's Wind Builders program. You can offset the impact of your energy use, your home, your business, even your car, wherever you live, work, or learn. Sign up for Wind Builders and help build new wind farms that'll reduce global warming pollution. Join thousands of individuals and leading brands like Ben & Jerry's, Clif Bar, and Aveda, and favorite bands like REM and Dave Matthews Band, who are already fighting global warming with native energy. Join them and help build a new Native American wind farm for just pennies a day. Click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com or call 800-924-6826. That's 800-924-6826, or click the Native Energy button on AirAmericaRadio.com. Help build a new Native American wind farm and fight global warming with Native Energy.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cordislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cordislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cordislim one time, but ordered Cordislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cordislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cordislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cordislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cordislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 800-921-BURN, and you'll get $20 off two bottles of Cordislim. Call 800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN.
Hi friends, Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
Did you know that you could donate your old car, no matter what condition it's in, to a wonderful charity that will give you up to 50% of the car's value in cash and also get the maximum tax deduction? That's right. Kids in Need will take your car no matter what condition it's in. Proceeds from these vehicles will be used to distribute a phonics reading program for underprivileged kids. There's no better gift for a child than the gift of learning to read. And for a limited time, while supplies last, Kids in Need will also give a $1,000 gift certificate to everyone who donates a car. So you can donate your car to charity, receive up to 50% of the value in cash, receive a tax deduction, and get a $1,000 gift certificate. Call Kids in Need now at 1-888-HUG-KIDS. That's 1-888-HUG-KIDS. And at the same time, you'll be giving the gift of reading to kids in need. What a fantastic way to get great value out of your old car, no matter what condition it's in. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS now. Free pickup and towing. Call 1-888-HUG-KIDS.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
22 past the hour. Robert Scheer, writing for the LA Times, who is one of the best investigative journalists in the country. I'm always ripping media to pieces, and I always say, well, not everybody. There are some exceptions. Robert Scheer, Paul Krugman, Greg Ballast. There is a list of Molly Ivins. There's a list of newspaper writers who do not fall into that category of whoredom. But writing yesterday in the LA Times, this is hard to understand, because I haven't seen it on the network news, I haven't seen it on the cable news, I haven't heard Tweety Bird talk about it, or Peter Jennings, or Dan Rather. The Bush administration is suppressing a CIA report on 9/11 until after the election, and this report names names. The report was completed in June. It has not been made available to the Congressional Intelligence Committee that ordered the study 2 years ago. An intelligence official who has read the report told Scheer, speaking on conditions of anonymity, quote, "It is infuriating that a report which shows that high-level people were not doing their jobs in a satisfactory manner before 9/11 is being suppressed." The intelligence agent added, "The report is potentially very embarrassing for the administration because it looks like they weren't interested in terrorism before 9/11 or in holding people in the government responsible afterward." Now, you may say to yourself, well, duh, I know that. Well, of course we do. But this one names names. Who do you suppose the names would be? George Bush, Condoleezza Rice, Dick Cheney? According to this intel official who spoke to Scheer on condition of anonymity, release of the report, which, by the way, represents a 17-month investigation by an 11-member team within the agency, the release has been stalled. First, it was held up by acting CIA Director John McLaughlin, remember that guy, and now Porter Goss, the former Republican House member and chairman of the Intelligence Committee, who was just appointed CIA chief by Bush. That was the deal. Keep the lid on that report until after the election, and by then nobody will care. According to Robert Scheer, the CIA official stressed that the report was more blunt and more specific than the earlier so-called bipartisan reports produced by the Bush-appointed September 11 Commission and Congress. The intelligence official said, according to Robert Scheer, quote, "What all the other reports on 9/11 did not do is point the finger at individuals and give the how and what of their responsibility. This report does that. This report found very senior level officials responsible." Now, according to Scheer, by law, the only legitimate reason the CIA director, which is now Porter Goss, has for holding back such a report is national security. Yet nobody is invoking national security as a reason for not delivering this report to Congress. They're not delivering it because they damn well don't have to. Sure, the law says they do. This is the Bush crime family, the operative word being the second one. It's just, can you imagine, if such a report existed during the Clinton administration? Now, where are the Democrats? I wish I was part of a political party that had some backbone, that had some strength. Why am I a Democrat? Why? Why is there not a Democrat on every single television channel, every single radio program, every single newspaper office screaming about this? Who do I have that speaks out for me? Dennis Kucinich and Robert Byrd. Jesus, is that it? Man. The ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee has asked the CIA to turn over an internal report. Please, would you turn it over to us? All right. Will you do that? Will you give it to us, please? That's a follow-up in the LA Times today. The ranking member, by the writer's not Robert Scheer, the writer's Greg Miller. The ranking members of the House Intelligence Committee have asked the CIA to turn over an internal report on whether agency employees should be held accountable for intelligence. That's what it says. So there's a report. The names are named. The responsibility, because the Bush crime family takes responsibility for nothing, absolutely nothing. And here you and I sit. The country run by criminals complicit in mass murder, the worst mass murder by foreigners on our soil in the history of this republic, unless you count the Native Americans being butchered by Europeans. But we don't count that, and we don't count the slaves either. So I'm talking about white American citizens, okay? Worst case. And you think you and I are ever going to know about it? Nah. You think we need them while being ass crossed? Take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, because it's major.
This week on MotherJones.com, watch a video interview with Nixon official John Dean, the latest in a series of conservatives going on record with their true thoughts on the Bush administration. Also, find out why the Iraq War made us more susceptible to nuclear terrorist attacks. And read an interview with musician Steve Earle, who sings about seducing Condi Rice on his latest CD. Plus, our special package on U.S. soldiers protesting the Iraq War and daily coverage of the presidential campaign. Visit MotherJones.com today to find exclusive reports and the best of the independent web.
In November 2000, 34 million women who were eligible did not register or vote. This November, make your voice count.
Stand up, you can be heard. Send a message, spread the word. Mothers, sisters, it's your turn. Stand up, stand up. Vote for hope, vote for change. Vote to turn a brand new page. Vote for peace, take the stage.
This message was brought to you by StandUpAndVote.org.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. And I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
What's going on at the Bergen County Jail?
When the moon is in the seventh house...
Sheriff Trella, another inmate is escaping!
That's impossible! Jupiter is orbiting!
Joel Trella billed taxpayers $11,000 to take classes in astronomy. But after three separate prison escapes, maybe Trella should study jail security instead.
Sheriff, there goes another one!
Trella's bright idea to sell space in our county jail to dangerous out-of-state prisoners backfired. It's costing taxpayers millions more in overtime.
Oh, what would the Maharishi do?
Leo McGuire is a better choice for sheriff. McGuire is a law enforcement professional and a first responder. As sheriff, McGuire will stop the escapes and manage the jail properly. Democrat Leo McGuire, because Bergen County needs a sheriff.
Not an astronomer.
Paid for by McGuire for sheriff.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me.
on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and free is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke-free and free at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Majority Report.
Speaking of childish, you know what I can't stand, and this is the stock and trade of the right-wing punditocracy. Ah! Oh, hello, chicken.
How's
the backhanded compliment.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
It's that childish, let me pretend I'm paying him a compliment while trying to propagandize you. That's how dumb I think you are.
Janine, that's a very good point for you.
I don't get it.
I was doing my backhanded compliment.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Six before the hour. So the report in the Times, the article by Robert Scheer, that the CIA is suppressing this report at the insistence of, the orders of, the Bush crime family until after the election. Why after the election, huh? Let me ask you a question you can knock out of the park. Why does the Bush crime family want this suppressed until after the election? Why not just release it now? Right. The single greatest intelligence failure in the history of this nation, and names are named and responsibility is assessed, and it's there in the report, and the Bush crime family says, no, don't release it. And 46% of Americans still support this guy? Huh? Well, speaking of fear and loathing, bunny pants... President Bunny Pants out there. Oh, this guy just drives me crazy. Doesn't he just drive you crazy? Doesn't he? Every time you see him, don't your hands start to ball up? Your fingernails start to dig into the palms of your hands. Don't your teeth go on edge? Huh? Talk about flip flops. This is from a rally at Daytona International Speedway last Saturday, right? Talk about flip flops here. Bush can't make up his mind on the draft. This was a very fun statement, wasn't it?
I made it very plain. We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army. Let me restate that. We will not have a draft.
And you know, the jerkos sitting back there, play that first part again. Play that first part again.
I made it very plain. We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an
all-volunteer. Those are the people who are going to go. Those are the people who are going to go fight Bush's preemptive wars. Those are the people who are going to be turned into chunks of flesh beside a burned-out vehicle. Those are people who are going to have their heads blown off, their arms blown off, their legs blown off, spleen ruptured, testicles turned into hamburger meat. Those are people who are going to die in the Bush meat machine.
But they're sitting there. I made it very plain. We will not have an all-volunteer. No, that's not just... Oh, that's right. We will have. You dumb bastards. I can't wait. Wait till I get this next 4 years.
Wait till I get this next 4 years.
But there they sit at Daytona International Speedway. Yeah, George Bush, we love you. Kill us. Kill us all. We don't amount to anything, you know. Besides, we know we'll go right to heaven and be with the little unborn babies. All those little unborn babies, 40 million of them, butchered by the dirty, rotten abortionists. That's where we're going to go. And those dumbass Muslims think they go see 40 virgins. We get to see 40 million fetuses. Jesus. Bush traveling around the country lying about Kerry today. That's all they do. I mean, yawn. You know, this is not news. All this guy does is lie. Now, over the next 3 sound bites here, you tell me if you can figure out Karl Rove's word of the day. Okay, Karl Rove and Karen Hughes. The word of the day, Karen Hughes. Who was that woman? The bitch of Buchenwald. Who was the woman at the Buchenwald death camp, a concentration camp? Who was that woman? Somebody send me that name. That's who Karen Hughes. Karen Hughes looks like one of those capos, one of those people that worked inside the death camps and helped ease the Jews and the Catholics and whomever. You know, first it wasn't the Jews. They were just getting rid of deformed people and gypsies and recalcitrant Catholics and people they didn't want.
And then they went to work on the Jews.
But Karen Hughes reminds me of those stereotypical apocryphal. Maybe I've seen too many movies from that era. I don't know. But there they stood, right, with that kind of short haircut that she favors and those big arms. We have ways of making you love the Third Reich.
Excuse me.
And now Karen Hughes and Karl Rove, who I swear to God reminds me of Colonel Klink. That's why I can't get Nazis out of my head. I can't. Jesus, I go crazy. And I can't get Nazis out of my head. I cannot get Nazis out of my head. The horror of what these people did. Remember what Pastor Niemöller said? You know, first they came from the trade unionists, and I didn't say anything. Yeah, I'm not a trade unionist. Why should I say anything? Then they came for the socialists. I'm not a socialist. Then they came for the communists. I'm not a communist. Then they came for the Jews. I'm not a Jew. Then they came for me. Here he is.
You cannot win a war when you don't believe we're fighting a war. And that's the problem with my opponent's policies. They're limited in a few. And that would lead to a danger for America.
You're accusing Kerry of having limited view? You unthinking, uncurious killer? You giggling murderer? You're saying that Kerry's view of the world is limited? What the hell do you know outside of Midland, Texas? Nothing. Responding to a statement Kerry made about the war on poverty in the 60s? What the hell was Bush doing? Oh, that's right. He was a druggie and a punk and a cheerleader and a draft dodger in the 60s. Responding to a statement Kerry made about the war on poverty in the 60s, Bush continues to lie about him. Have you guessed the word yet, by the way?
Confusing food programs with terrorist killings reveals a fundamental misunderstanding of the war we face. And that is very dangerous thinking.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Finally, in the height of irony, Bush accuses Kerry of using scare tactics. The master race of scare tactics are Bush and Cheney. They do it every day.
Carry scary. Danger carry. Liberal danger. 911. Danger carry. Danger. Nuclear attack. Carry. 911. Danger. Nuclear danger. 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 You get the picture, right? You get the picture, right?
Instead of articulating a vision or a positive agenda for the future, the senator, my opponent, is relying on a litany of complaints and an old-style scare tactics. You cannot lead our nation to decisive victory on which the security of every American family depends if you do not see the true dangers.
Dangers. Could that be the word of the day? Is that what they pumped him up with before they filled him full of his antidepressants and loaded up his whatever his injection pump is that he's wearing and sent him out to lie and cheat and speak and steal? It's hard work. Isn't that what the idiot-in-chief said about the war on terror? It's hard work. It's hard work traveling around the country lying about Senator Kerry. Besides hanging out at his Potemkin-style ranch in Texas and his national Kerry bashing tour, what hard work is Bush doing in the war on terror these days? Is he working to try to bring some kind of sanity to the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians? Huh? No. What is he doing? Is the country being made more secure? No. Is he working toward the betterment, as a president should do, of all the people of this country? No. What is it that's so hard? What is he doing? What is this hard work? What is the hard work that this ooh, be careful, Malloy. What is it that this guy is doing? Huh? What is the hard work? The flu epidemic? That isn't here yet? The vaccine? Bush was in Florida yesterday. And the polls conducted by this other group of psychopaths show that Florida is too close to call, right? Too close to call for either Kerry or too stupid to be president. So he's down there Tuesday assuring the older folks down there, the retirees, that we have millions of vaccines doses on hand for the most vulnerable Americans. Like my vice president. He says 2.6 million more doses would be available by January. Oh, how many folks down in Florida are sitting there going, well, Christ, I'll be dead by then. What if I get the flu? How many people in this country, especially Florida, are you kidding me? Florida? Where retirees live, people who need the flu shot. And there they sit. Remember last year when all the kids died? From the flu? Because last year, the Bush crime family couldn't gin up the vaccine makers and provide enough flu vaccine. Remember, how many kids died last year? 300? 200? I don't even remember. We don't remember. You know why we don't remember? Because Scott Peterson is on trial. 58 million doses are going to be available. That's what Tommy Thompson, another lying a Bush crime family member, says. That figure is about 60% below what is needed. Huh? And they're talking about, well, we'll still have 58 million doses.
I'm a driver. I'm a winner. Things are going to change. I can feel it.
Hi, this is Al Franken, the host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. For the last 6 months, we've been doing 3 hours a day of cutting-edge radio programming. We've had guests like Bill Clinton, John Kerry, and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah, Pekka. It knows no bigotry.
We've covered events like the handover of power in Iraq. And we've explained difficult concepts like the growing national debt using nothing more than an ordinary slide whistle. Now we're presenting our show in a convenient, easy-to-use, one-hour version every night on Sundance Channel. Finally, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. Right, Strom?
That's right, Al. I'm going on TV.
Tune in every night at 11:30 on Sundance Channel for The Al Franken Show.
And if you don't get Sundance Channel, go to their website, sundancechannel.com. Al and Sundance Channel, together again.
You work hard, and you put in extra hours at the office, but you're not getting ahead in your career. Well, here's an idea. Maybe the best place to put in extra hours isn't at work. Instead, try earning your college degree via the Internet at University of Phoenix Online. A college degree continues to provide greater opportunity, responsibility, and reward. And by working just 15 to 20 hours a week at University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree in just 2 to 3 years. At University of Phoenix Online, we offer bachelor's and master's degree programs in business, management, accounting, marketing, IT, healthcare, criminal justice, education, nursing, and more. The fact is, it's better to spend a few years working on your college degree than to spend a lifetime working without it. Before you know it, you'll have the expertise and credentials you need to excel in your field. Call University of Phoenix Online today at 1-800-624-1890. That's 1-800-624-1890.
A lot of birds winter here. You go out to the wetlands, you have a pretty strong likelihood of seeing a bald eagle.
It's also an important nursery ground for fish.
Crystal Kane and Dr. Michael McCrander are environmentalists. They're helping restore Louisiana's sensitive coastal wetland.
Louisiana has about 40% of the nation's wetlands.
But 80% of the wetland losses have occurred in Louisiana.
Their help is vital to the wetland, to our energy needs, and to the companies they work for. Shell and its affiliates.
As you lose the wetland buffer, you lose your protection. And when you lose your protection, it impacts our country's energy.
If the system goes away, all of our options are gone. Shell understands that.
While the wetland also protects a quarter of the country's energy supply, that's not the only reason these two are here.
It's our backyard.
To find out more, visit shell.com.
For one army, the battle always intensifies around the holidays. Please help the Salvation Army help those in need. To donate, call 1-800-SALARMY or donate online at 1-800-SALARMY.org. We can't win the battle without you.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos and order, but we will.
Yeah, you will. This flu vaccine thing, Bush said when he was in Florida yesterday, he said, I know there are some here who are worried about the flu season. I want to assure them that our government is doing everything possible to help older Americans and children get their shots, despite the major manufacturing defect that caused this problem. No, that's not what caused the problem at all, dumbhead. What caused the problem
dumbhead, is your administration can't think beyond the next country you want to destroy. Dumbhead. You know, Mr. Kerry wants to move in the direction of government-run health care, not us. We want to leave it like it is so that there's chaos. We'll restore chaos. Oh, you know what? I look out here and I see there must be about 5,000 of you old bastards gathered around me here. You know what? As soon as you vote, probably, oh, I don't know, maybe 150 of you are going to die. And you know what? I don't care. And flu schmoo. I don't care what you die of. A lot of you are going to die of diarrhea. I don't care. I don't believe in health care. You know, Kerry, Senator Kerry, he wants government-run health care, and then you'd all live and you wouldn't die in your own excrement, but not me. No, I want you all dead. We don't have any flu vaccine. Want some wood? I got wood. The Kerry campaign, by the way, disputes the idea that he wants government health care, because under his plan, health plans would still be privately run. The government would subsidize 75% of the cost of catastrophic claims. You know, those ones more than about 50 grand. But that doesn't matter. That's too nuanced for Bush. Right? It's too nuanced. Hi, I'm glad to see all you old bastards out here. You know, a lot of you are going to be dead. You remember when my buddy Strom Thurmond says, a pecker knows no... What? A pecker knows... No, pecker knows no bigotry. Oh, my God. 90 million Americans are at high risk to contract a potentially fatal dose of influenza. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean 90 million people are going to get and die? No, not this year. What about this pandemic? What about this bird flu? You've been worrying about it. Yeah, you've been reading about it. So have I. And this administration says it is going to protect America, and they can't even protect against flu season? Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, in Europe? get that. This is from the International Herald Tribune. While patients are panicking over a shortage of flu vaccines in the United States, vaccination programs in Europe are progressing smoothly, with a good supply of medicine, health authorities say. Most countries contract with several different manufacturers, in part to avoid critical dependence on any one supplier, like the dumb people in the United States of dumb America. Meanwhile, Dateline Bismarck, North Dakota. Clinics and pharmacies across the border in Canada are offering to inoculate U.S. residents. Word of Canada's vaccine availability is spreading quickly. 80 Americans showed up for flu shots Tuesday at Hender's Drug in Estevan, located about 9 miles north of the North Dakota border, although the store's newspaper advertisement hadn't even run yet. Oh, and how much are the Canadians charging? Are they price gouging? Did you see, you know, as soon as there's a shortage, $75 shipments of a flu vaccine were being gouged by American companies. $800. What are the Canadians doing? Larry Preddy, a pharmacist and co-owner of the store, says he charges Americans the same price as Canadians, about $12. About $12. Canada, you see, doesn't have a shortage because it doesn't get vaccine from Chiron, a company whose British plant was full of bacteria and death and germs. And these people are telling us, they're telling America, yeah, we're going to take care of you. We'll protect you against terror. You know what they're going to do? They're going to bring germs over here and kill us and nuclear bomb boom things and stuff. And I'm your president, and I'm going. And then somebody reaches over and cranks the thing in his back. I'm going to make sure everybody's protected. I want some wood.
Oh, and Dick Cheney's wandering around the country with a time bomb ticking in his chest, blaming the flu crisis on lawsuits, on the worry of lawsuits. Yeah, yeah, and the U.S. public health system, or whoever it was, issued a report. Whose program was this? Was this on Al's program, or Randy's program? I don't know. Somebody here on the only network that makes any sense. Air America, I heard this. The report from public health officials, the problem here is not because fear of lawsuits. It's because the vaccine makers can't make any money. Okay, I've got an idea. We have something in this country called the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. Right? Yeah, isn't it out there? Don't they get billions? Well, then have them produce it and take the profit motive out of it. This is about our lives. Does everything in this country have to have a profit? Does everything have to be bought and or sold? Can there be nothing that is there for the welfare of all of us? Nothing? But your kid can't get a flu shot? Too bad! Little bastard may die. Your grandma can't get one? Too bad! Well, everything is in heaven waiting for her. Your husband, who's on medication, can't. Your wife can't. Aww. But we'll protect you from the terrorists. We'll protect you. Because you know what? They're all over the place. They're over there, and they're over here, and they're under the bed. And there's terrorists. And they're going to come. And danger, danger, carry, carry, danger. 9/11, danger. And the terrorists are coming. And they're going to drop bombs. And they're going to send airplanes. Carry, carry, bombs. And it's going to be all over. And they're going to explode. And it's going to be bombs. And terror, terror. And we're in danger. You can get it. Yeah. Want some wood? Want some wood?
Tonight on NBC, the season premiere of The West Wing.
They're deliberately provoking us.
A new season that can be described with only one word. Change.
This isn't over.
We have to retaliate.
New faces. Jimmy Smith and Alan Alda. New leaders.
This is my letter of resignation to the president.
9 new episodes in a row.
Tell me how this ends.
The West Wing is back. Tonight, the premiere of The West Wing and all new Law & Order on NBC.
We're talking with Felicia Stoller, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and the mother of 2 growing children.
Like all parents, it's hard getting my kids to drink milk. Since flavored milk makes it taste better, I compared the nutrition-enriched chocolate Ovaltine to Nesquik powder. Ovaltine has a lot more vitamins and minerals than Nesquik, and when my daughter said, "This is great, I love Ovaltine," that's all I needed. I feel good knowing my kids are getting nutrients they need and great taste. You don't have to be a nutritionist to know, rich chocolate Ovaltine makes milk better.
More Ovaltine, please!
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush and Democrat John Kerry wrapped up another day of campaigning in battleground states. Bush made stops in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. John Kerry rallied his supporters in his wife's hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He told supporters their hometown girl and his wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, will make a great first lady.
What I love about her is what America is coming to love about her. This is a woman who tells what's on her mind and tells the truth to the American people.
And Kerry attacked the Bush administration's health care policy as bad medicine for America and promised to make health care available for everyone if he's elected president. President Bush wrapped up his campaign swing through the upper Midwest Wednesday in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It was a state Bush lost in the 2000 campaign when he says voters were told they would lose their Social Security if he's elected. Bush says seniors and baby boomers have nothing to worry about, but something must be done for the younger generation. And he told supporters workers should be allowed to save for their own retirement.
In order to make sure our children and grandchildren have got a retirement system that works when they need it, we ought to allow younger workers to set aside some of their own payroll taxes in a personal savings account they call their own.
Some political heavyweights will be hitting the campaign trail next week. Former President Bill Clinton will campaign with Democrat John Kerry Monday in Philadelphia. It will be his first campaign appearance since undergoing heart bypass surgery September 6th. He may also make separate appearances for Kerry. President Bush will probably appear with California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in Ohio late next week. Federal investigators are trying to determine what caused a commuter plane to crash in northern Missouri, killing 13 people. The plane went down Tuesday night as it approached the airport in Kirksville. Two people survived the crash and are being treated for injuries. The plane was carrying doctors to a medical conference. In Palo Alto, California, residents may be checking out the roofs of their homes after the latest mountain lion sighting. A girl reported a big cat walking on a neighbor's roof. Police found a large paw print in the backyard of a home. Schools are suggesting that if children walk to school there, they walk in groups. The student says her mother has been on the lookout.
She's been looking in trees a lot, though, and I see her looking up, and I'm like, Mom, are you looking for mountain lions again? And she's like, uh-huh.
A mountain lion was killed in Palo Alto in May, and there have been other sightings in the foothills in recent months. ABC's new series, Desperate Housewives, is a rating success, but it's not very popular with advertisers. E! Online reports several advertisers have pulled out of the sexy Sunday night show. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Unfiltered. Thursday on Unfiltered. Governor Howard Dean is here. Don't miss the doctor as he dishes on the draft. Somebody scream. Plus, authors Lou DuBose and Jan Reed dissect Tom DeLay. Somebody scream. And don't forget the Pep Attack as Mike Papantonio investigates voter fraud. Keep screaming.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Okay, arguably one of the greatest comebacks in sports history, Boston, 10-3 over New York in Game 7 to reach World Series. I'm looking forward to the World Series this year. It would have been nice to have been home tonight and watch this game, right, Kathy? But no, we have a mortgage payment to meet. Email from the Boop Girl, like Betty Boop, the Boop Girl. Maybe the scarcity of the flu vaccine is the first step in weeding out the undesirables. Could it be as simple as that? Ooh. You know, sometimes I get emails in here that'll be very short, very succinct, like that one, and it just gives me a chill. Yeah, it could be. So we're not prepared to handle just a normal flu season. But a bioterrorism attack? A worldwide pandemic? Do you think this group of incompetents that right now nest in Washington, they could handle something like that? They can't handle just a normal flu season? The executive director of the Trust for America's Health said, "We have a long way to go in being prepared for the next health crisis. Look at what we have happening today. Block-long lines, doctors frantic for guidance, health officials who don't have the authority to direct vaccine supplies or enforce recommendations for who should receive them. If we can't get this right in an off year for flu, how will we respond to the devastation of a bioterror attack or a pandemic?" I don't know where I got this. There are only two makers of injectable vaccines that are licensed in the United States. A decade ago, we had five. Of the five companies now making injectable flu vaccine worldwide, only one makes the vaccine in the United States. All right, what does that mean? Hello. Look, I'm a high school graduate. I can figure this one out. A pandemic begins. Governments will appropriate the vaccine produced in their countries to protect their citizens. Ooh, I get a gold star. God, is that hard? So here we sit in the United States. Doomed. Absolutely doomed. Any flu vaccine made abroad, any kind of vaccine made abroad, is going to first go to the population of the country in which it's made if something really bad happens. Well, what's going to happen? You have companies in, pick a country, Germany, run by American firms. You have factories in Germany run by American. All of a sudden, this bird flu breaks into the human population, and it's transmitted, and we have nothing. And the Germans are working, and they break through. The Germans break through, and it's an American company, German scientists. Of course, this would never happen. German scientists, and we got the vaccine. Where do you think the first 10, 20, 30, 50, 70, 80 million doses are going to go? Here? No. They're going to stay right there. Al, but we own the company. We'll send in your army and try to get the vaccine. The foreign origin of vaccines should have the Bush crime family shaking in its boots. We have reports coming now from public health officials almost daily about this god-awful bird flu, the mortality rate for which is what is it, Kathy? 80%, 70% people, and all of a sudden it's jumped species because of something you brain-dead right-wingers called evolution. Yeah, evolution! You know, yeah, 6 months ago it was duck flu. Now it's human flu. Guess how that happened? No, it wasn't God creating a new virus. It's called mutation. It's called evolution. Whatever you want to call. Oh, never mind. Christ, why get into that rap again? We cannot handle a normal flu season. But we've shown that in the past few. Late delivery of vaccine, large number of leftover doses. That made one manufacturer leave flu vaccine production market. What was it, last year, the highly publicized deaths of children from flu, no vaccine, nothing, and this crime family says, oh, don't worry, yeah, we'll protect you. You know, they're going to come with their bombs and things. No, they're not. No, they're not at all. They don't need to. All they have to do is let you incompetent thugs sit there, and we're all going to die of something as common as the flu. Oh, well. We've got some people here who have been holding on forever, so let's do it. Jeff is calling from Atlanta. Jeff, I appreciate your patience, and I admire your stick-to-itiveness. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, I have a lot of things I saved up to say. I'll try to focus on a couple that
right.
touches on some of the things. Particularly, I mean, you're the kind of guy, like everyone listening to you for the most part, our heads are spinning not so much simply because of, you know, the litany of reasons we could list that make, you know, each one in and of himself makes him deserve of a bull to be in jail, let alone the next president again. But we're thinking, how is it possible that 46% of the people still approve of this guy? Obviously,
right.
they have to either be crazy, insane, stupid, or all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not doing our job as well as we could to be communicating to these people why we're so outraged. I mean, like you said, the Democrats are, you know, pussyfooting around the issue instead of screaming their heads off about all these different things. A couple of ideas that I have, like you said, I'm in Atlanta. Tomorrow I'm going to the Carter Center. I'm going to tell them, I'm going to burn a damn flag at this place. I would like to have Mr. Carter's permission to do it. We can make it formal. We can get lots of people and come. But, you know, the line has been crossed way over the line. And we all know it. Carter said so last night on Letterman in so many words. But he's still being polite. You know, we all know that if this guy gets back in office, that's it. Game over. And we're all just pussyfooting around being polite instead of, you know, being out in the street, doing whatever we got to do, using the First Amendment to our full, you know, potential.
Yeah, but
you know,
Jeff,
we're down to the wire here.
Yeah, but Jeff, I, you know, I'm not trying to be a smartass here, but let me give you a newsflash. I don't think President Carter will approve of flag burning at his Carter Center.
Well, I'll see what happens tomorrow when I go there. But you see, my point is that, I mean, if we got to do something, a flag is there to be burned for just such an occasion as an administration like this. If you're not going to protest, you know, to the utmost of your power, now, why the hell are we even bothering to have a First Amendment or to be protesting or bitching about this whole thing, you know? So that's just one suggestion. You know, I mean, you never know what kind of traction you could get. But I guess a crazy idea, and again, I would never suggest something this crazy unless it was, you know, under such dire circumstances.
Wait. Let me just ask you, because you're losing me here, Jeff. I'm trying
yeah.
to be empathetic and sympathetic to what you're saying. But Jesus, I mean, you want to go burn a flag? Why not detonate a small bomb?
Wait a minute. How can you equate a harmlessly burning a piece of cloth with actual violence?
Well, I'm not saying kill anybody or blow anything up. You know, I'm familiar with that neighborhood around the Carter Center. I used to live over there. Hell, I lived in a house that got tore down to make way for it. I know that neighborhood. There's all kinds of open green space. Why not take a huge, not so huge, but a bomb and blow it up? You know, you don't need, there are all kinds of space. You're not going to hit anything. What you say,
wait,
Jeff, I'm not trying to be a smartass with you,
uh-huh.
I really am not.
Okay.
But burning a flag at the Carter Center is an exercise in absolute masturbatory futility. It doesn't mean anything. You know what
it
happened?
Would have quite approved it.
No. What will happen is the police will come and get you and lock you up. That's it. And you can go to court 30, 60, 90 days from now and plead your case and say, well, I have a right to burn the flag. To hell with that. Come on, man. You're older than that. That's juvenile nonsense. It
so
really
in your
is.
Opinion, it would be a bad idea for Carter to approve it? Because if he approved it, that would be a whole different ballgame. The attention it would get, why would Carter approve it?
Carter's not going to approve burning a flag. He's a former president. He's a pacifist. He's a religious man. He doesn't believe in that kind of nonsense.
But
and neither do I. And neither
I
should you. Neither should you.
I would think being a pacifist is equal to burning a flag because it's not violent.
Well, wait,
here's my other idea. I think it's more constructive. Maybe it's far-fetched, but I've met so many
people. Picking your nose is more constructive than going to the Carter Center and burning a flag. Come on, what's your other idea?
All right. I've been pushing this since February. I have talked to so many people.
All right, hold on. I got a break. I'm going to hold you over. I'm out here. And the second idea better be better than burning a flag at the Carter Center, Jeff. So think it over. Make sure you want to tell me this on nationally syndicated radio, because I don't want to have to cut you off in the middle of a comma. All right? Burning a flag at the Carter Center, my friend, makes no sense. So go ahead, get your thoughts together. I'll come back after the break. Tell me your second idea. This is Air America Radio.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the bonus gas. Head driving to Valero, make a turn for the better. Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest price diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
It's about 22 past the hour. Back to Jeff in Atlanta. Jeff, listen, I understand your anger, your passion. Believe me, I live it. But you want to be a really effective protester? Think Dr. King. Think Gandhi. These are people who shape nations. I can't remember a Gandhi burning the Union Jack or Dr. King burning the American flag, right? Can you?
No.
Okay. What's your next idea?
Well, this is based on the notion that I've talked to lots of people that say to me, I'm not voting for Bush, but I'm not voting for Kerry either.
Right.
And they say I'm either not going to vote or I'll vote for Ralph Nader, or they're just going to stay home. And those same people say to me, I would have voted for Wesley Clark, no problem. And it's like, okay, well, that proves, considering how much Kerry's alienated people, and for whatever reason, right or wrong, he's alienated people. These people don't like him. And Clark would have pulled in every damn swing voter possible. What if Kerry just said, you know what, this is, we can't play games, this isn't about one man, I'm going to drop out, I'm going to say Clark's the guy. Before we do that publicly, I'm going to go to Nader and say, meet me halfway, I'll do that, you drop out, endorse Clark. I'll go to Kucinich and say, listen, I know you're the peace candidate, go to your people and say, I'm going to, you know, come out with me publicly and say I endorse Clark because he is a good man, he's an honorable man, he can be trusted. And such an unprecedented move like that, we get all this attention. I mean, the guy was endorsed by 55 ambassadors. He used to be a Republican. He's got the poise. He's got the appeal. I mean, Republicans who don't like Bush maybe would start to go, all right, this is an upgrade. We can't lose with Clark. He's an upgrade. Bush is a freaking fool. We can back it up with so much evidence. We would get so many Republican leaders who would say, okay, I support this decision. And, I mean, considering there's a very real chance Kerry's going to lose, or if not lose, it's going to be close enough for them to steal again, I don't see how this would be a bad idea.
Tell me
why it would be a bad idea.
Yeah, okay.
You're just thinking it's absolutely crazy, it would never happen.
Jeff, I'll tell you this, Jeff. Let's meet someplace after the show. I want some of what you've been smoking, man. I can't get anything that good, no matter how hard I try.
Well, for what it's worth, I was pretty damn high on some stuff when I wrote the letter to Kerry in February, the day after Clark dropped out. I said, you need to drop out and give your delegates to Clark. Here's why.
Yeah, it's amazing. I could have guessed that. Look, Jeff, the election is in less than 2 weeks. You know,
yeah,
so you've got some stoner friends maybe who say, well, I'm
so
not going to vote for Kerry because, oh, I don't know. I'm just
I'll
not going to.
Because I'm not
the hell with it. You know?
To
me, people who don't step up to the plate right now and vote for this Democrat are cowards.
So
they're dropouts of the worst kind. I've got nothing against being a slacker dropout. Hell, I did it for 25 years. Well, okay, 10 years. But you can't do it now. Not you. Obviously, you're going to vote. But you know, I don't know what to say to your friend. I don't know what you should say to your friends. Maybe you should carry a sharp stick, and one of them starts talking like that, poke his damn eye out. Just plunge your stick into his eye. That's all you have to do. Just, you know. And if he keeps talking, plunge your stick into the other eye. I don't know what to do. I have no idea, Jeff. But thanks. Thanks for checking in. That was crazy, man. That was crazy. It was just crazy. I don't mean you're crazy, Jeff. I love you. I'm glad you listen to the program. I'm glad you listen to the network. It's cool. I understand, you know. You know, you get some of that good stuff from Gainesville, Florida, and you just go, oh, man, I think I'll call the talk show. You know, that's all right. I love it. I love it. Or write a letter to Carrie. I love it. I think it's great. I love you, Jeff. I want you to call again. You know.
Here, try some of this, Malloy. And then write a letter to Carrie. Oh, man, I know. Let's go by the Carter Center and burn stuff.
Come on, Jeff, calm down, man. Jeez. You know, it's less than 2 weeks, and you want Carrie to write this letter to Wesley Clark?
Oh, man. God, I can see the whole universe in my thumb.
Jeff, just calm down. But you got to love his passion, right? I mean, anybody that wants to burn flags in front of Jimmy Carter, what the hell would that accomplish? You know, Carter would go, well, maybe we ought to put that out. God. If you want to do something with Carter, Jeff, go help him build a house. Go do the Habitat for Humanity thing, man. Or get with the Mad Housers here in Atlanta, you know, that go around and build these little lean-tos for homeless people, you know, with winter coming. But man, you know, it's all right. And smoke that stuff on the weekend, you know. I mean, wow.
Here, try some of this, little Joe.
It's all right. I understand. I understand, Jeff. I love you, man. I love you, Jeff. I think you're great. I love your spirit. I really do. I love your spirit. I'm not getting funky with you now that you're not on the phone, you know, or on the radio. I'm not. I wouldn't do that. But Jeff was quick to back off when I said, well, let's take a bomb over there. You know, let's take one of those fields. You know that area, Kathy. Just, there's lots of green space over there. You know, just dig a hole and put some little bomb in there and blow it up. You know, and people come around, what the hell? Well, I'm protesting the whole thing. What are you protesting? I'm protesting everything. That's why I threw off a bomb, you know. That's right. Jeff, I love you. All right, more of your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
At the bartender, I said, hey, what do you want? One burger, one cock, and one beer.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
I'm Mary Hart, and this is AWRT Empowering America. Born in Belgium, Etta was educated at private schools. Her mother, a Dutch baroness, divorced her British banker father when Etta was six. After spending a brief period with her father in England, Etta returned to Holland to live with her mother. It soon became apparent that rapidly sprouting Etta was too tall to be a professional dancer, so she started modeling, and in 1951 was cast in a small role in a British film. By 1953, Etta had made her American film debut and had become a star with one Academy Award already on her shelf. In 1988, she became a special ambassador to the United Nations Children's Fund. In 1992, Etta Audrey Hepburn was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for her charitable works for UNICEF.
Empowering America is brought to you by the Foundation of American Women in Radio and Television and is made possible through the generous support of AT&T, the world's networking company.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Add a stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Randy Rhodes.
The president won't tell me why we're in Iraq, and America doesn't even care to ask him. Now, he told you weapons of mass destruction. Then he told you Saddam Hussein was linked to Al-Qaeda. Then he told you we needed to liberate the Iraqi people. Now he says the Iraqi people are the ones that are fighting us, so we have to kill the Iraqi people. I don't understand him. So how can you have a conversation with this man? All I'm saying is, please vote for somebody who's smarter than you.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Listen, there's all kinds of ways to treat substance. I understand that.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do you anything at all. Go ask Alice. When she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits.
It's about 25 before the hour. God, I miss that music, don't you? Is Grace Slick still alive? Yeah, she's still alive. I just, you know, God, I miss Jefferson Airplane. Grateful Dead. Moby Grape. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just got lost there. Joy is calling from Santa Cruz. Joy has also been holding on since yesterday. Joy, thanks. I appreciate it. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Joy.
Well, I can't listen to it on my radio because I live in a valley. So the mountains are on either side of me. But
sounds pretty, though.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I bet it is.
And when I drive into town, I can pick you up on the AM radio, but it's only with one truck.
Yeah, I hear you.
But here's something I wanted to talk to you about. There is an email thing going around about scaring the heck out of people about the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to explain to people what happened with this. The bill was introduced by Representative Rangel, who is a House Democrat, and he proposes strategically to force the hand of Republicans into revealing whether they planned on a draft or not.
Right.
He specifically introduces to make them lay their cards on the table.
Right.
And the reaction he got was a politically strategized response. They all went crazy with the response reported below. The Bush administration and their cohortic, I'm reading an email, but I'm sorry, it's well worded this way, and their cohortic Republican shills will reinstitute the draft if they steal the election.
Mm-hmm.
What these people sent me was Rangel's bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I had read it, and I knew exactly what it was doing. I'm certain by now that the new bill is not yet leaked. It will include people that are physically unable, mentally unable, and way over 26. I believe, personally, Mike, that Bush is trying to destroy and murder our military.
I think he is.
He has nothing but contempt for them. My dad is 65, and he's in the military. He's a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really afraid. If they do institute the draft, if he gets back in office, that my dad might even be at risk, and he's got major health problems. I don't think that they'll even take that into consideration.
I don't think so either. And as far as the draft rumors, one way or the other,
there's no way we can do anything anywhere if we don't have a draft.
Well, that's the point. That's the point. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's probably a duck.
Quack.
If George Bush is, every time he opens his mouth, he talks about preemptive war or attacking people before they get up and have coffee in the morning. This guy is a warmongering killer.
Yes,
now, how are you going to do that if you don't have a draft? He's already got us into two wars. We have 10,000 people in Afghanistan, 150,000 in Iraq, and for some reason we're stretched beyond belief. I thought we had 800,000 a person military. Apparently, either we do or we don't, or it's spread all over the world. I know we have troops in 130 countries. I understand that, but in order to sustain this, in order to do Bush's vision of empire, what people are not going to keep signing up for this nonsense. They're going to say, "What are you out of your mind? I want to have a family. I want to build a house.
Right.
I want to watch my kids grow up. Get out of my face."
Wait. Can I throw one thing out to
sure.
something? I am on internet. I'm on the internet. We have a live chat that's always going for Air America Radio.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the pound sign. You go to internet IRC.org.
Okay.
And we have a constant chat line, and everybody there is listening to you all the time. We all love you. We love you. We love Randy. We love Janine and Sam. Well,
that's very kind. When people say that, I don't know how to react.
I wanted to let people know that there was a place that they could come chat in live time as opposed to a blog.
Well, give the whole website again.
Okay, it's undernet.org.
Undernet.org.
Yeah. Actually, let me give you the exact URL. They're all yelling at me on the chat.
Yeah, give the whole thing because, you may pick up some more folks who would like to...
I hope so because we're all really good people. We're like...
Okay,
everybody is supporting everyone there.
Uh-huh, give it again.
Okay. Go to www.aar-irc.blogspot.com.
Okay, aar-irc.blogspot.com. Okay, blogspot.com, all right.
And I invite you to come and join us after your show.
Oh, usually, that's when we're packing up the baby and getting out of here and driving 7 or 8 miles through the darkness to get home. aar-irc.blogspot.com.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And that's
people,
it.
Have IRC or MIRC, then they can just, once they get logged on
right.
the internet, they have to be on the internet, then they need to just say join #AAR, and we're all there for them. And we've been following you for years, and we love everybody on Air America.
Well, that's great. Does do Randy or Al or Janine, do they know about this?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Because we've never heard them mention us, but we've been doing this ever since you started. And I'm one of the original people who helped get the blog going,
mm-hmm.
or the chat going.
Right,
and we
right.
talk in real time, and we respond to what you say. You'd be amazed at some of the things you say. But we share all kinds of information.
Well, I'll check. I definitely would check it out. Maybe not until tomorrow during the day or during this program. It's difficult sometimes for us when we're on the air.
Yeah,
By us, I mean me or any of the other hosts. I don't speak for them, but sometimes it's a little bit difficult to participate in a real time forum.
But blogs are hard because you
yeah.
have to keep reloading the page, and anybody who's got a slow connection is really, they just can't get it to
yeah.
come up fast.
Well, thanks for that information. And as far as the draft bill is concerned, I don't doubt for a minute that the chicken hawks in this Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives will introduce legislation if the chicken hawks that cluck around the I said cluck that
cluck,
cluck around
cluck.
The
I'm going to raise chickens, by the way.
Yeah, that cluck around the White House order them to. You know, that's all it takes. It just
oh,
takes...
My father is a judge in the military.
Mm-hmm.
He works in D.C. He knows people in the Pentagon. The military are extremely upset. They are incredibly appalled about what's going on.
I would think so.
Yeah, well, they should be. Abu Ghraib, you know, all of these things that are going on is just an absolute... It's totally against everything that our military believes in. And they're being forced into doing things, and I swear to God, you know, one of these days, it's going to come out that our whole military has been against what's going on because they knew it was stupid in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And they also knew, my dad knew about Abu Ghraib before most people did.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, as a military judge, and he was appalled. And he's been trying, he was one of those many members of the staff judiciary that actually went to the White House and complained.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I think
his job is at risk now.
Yeah, I think especially when you get up around flag rank, career officers, people who care about the military, its traditions, and I've said before, the military has been misused historically for 200 years. But there have been there have been moments of absolute glory in the military, of absolute mythical glory. And
we've got one now, right now, with all of these people who are going around. You know, all of these military guys who are going around and saying, hey, this is wrong.
Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that people who are concerned with the military, who do understand military tradition and the role of the military in a free society, are just sick to their stomachs over this Bush.
My dad went into tachycardia this weekend because he's so worried about this administration.
I hear you.
And he's thinking about moving to Mexico.
I don't doubt it. Joy, thanks for the information on the Blogspot, and thanks for checking in. We'll talk to you again.
Love you guys.
All right, take care. I got an email here. I just want to pass it on. Jeff, if you're still listening, about the Madhousers, I mentioned that. I don't know how many people around the country know about Madhousers, but just very quickly, what they've done over the years. There's a homeless population here in Atlanta that is considerable. Various administrations in the city have tried to make the homeless go away, not by providing services, but by just making them go away. And the Madhousers is a reaction to that, and I'll tell you what it is when I come back. I don't know how it is in your city. I don't know if there's a Madhousers in your city, but it does exist here, and I just want to tell you very quickly, take me a minute when we come back to tell you about them. All right, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
What could we say? We're only 25 years old.
With 25 sweet summers and hot fires in the cold.
This kind of life makes that violence unthinkable.
We'd like to play hockey, have kids and grow old.
Fighters for
Texaco.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. A heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Program engineered tonight in New York by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake screens calls when you call the program. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Archives program, Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com is our webmaster. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And, of course, Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Just very quickly, Matt Hauser's... You know, depending on where you live, different cities, different jurisdictions treat the homeless in different ways. But the overarching way of treating homeless people is just to try to ignore them or just say, well, they're all drunks, they're all crazy, they're all Vietnam vets. You know, I don't care, I don't have anything to do with them. And, you know, in some communities that works. Other communities is declare it illegal, declare homelessness illegal. You see somebody homeless hanging out in front of the library, lock them up. People who don't like the homeless because they pee all over and everything smells of urine and they're full of lice and they're scary looking. Okay, you have a point too. But in a society that tolerates homelessness, or I should say a society that tolerates homelessness, especially this society, for Christ's sake, this is America. Come on. Come on. All right. Manhousers. It's an Atlanta-based nonprofit. It's been here. I don't know how long it's been here. Some people put it together. They find out where people are living out in a jungle, urban jungle. You know what I'm talking about. Those real nasty places. No shelter, maybe some tarps overhead or crap on the ground or whatever. And the Madhousers come in and very quickly put up a structure, put up a little tiny house. Maybe it's only 4 feet by 4 feet, but it's got a roof and it's got walls and it's got a floor. And their theory is that that you know, if a person has a place where they can shut the door, you know, if a person has a place, and no, it's not completely legal, you can't do it, but if a person has a place where they can lay down, where they can put their stuff, maybe they can get their life back or whatever. But these guys and gals, they go in, they take some lumber, they take some wood, hammers, nails, zidding, da-da-ding, ba-da-boom, and they put up a shelter just that quick, and then they disappear. They're gone. And the homeless know about this, and the people that the Madhousers work with or work for provide shelter. They know. They understand. I mean, this is Robin Hood, okay? This is mythical stuff. This is, I don't know. This is, think about it. Now, if you want to know about these people, they got a website, madhousers.org. Check them out. I don't know if this is all over the country. I've only heard about it here in Atlanta, and I've heard about it for years. Where were we, Kathy? Right here in this bunker where we do the show. Isn't there somebody else who worked in this building? Does he still a Madhouser? Okay. There's a architectural firm here and a couple other things. And what's his name? Do you remember his name? Yeah, I'm drawing a blank too. But it's one of the most righteous organizations I've ever come across. These people don't have a political agenda. You know, they're not this or not that. Okay, they just see people living in on the ground, and they do something about it. I have tremendous respect for these people. I you know, what do you say? This is Habitat for Humanity reduced by about 90%. I guess, you know, Habitat for Humanity, they work with people, people save up money and they build them a house and it's wonderful. And I have deep respect for the people who put that together. And Jimmy Carter is the visible face on that. The Madhousers, you never know. When you're taking MARTA, when you're riding the bus or the train here in Atlanta, you don't never know if you're sitting next to a Madhouser. Huh? There is no public face. They just go do it. They just go do it. And I've seen some of the structures. You know, you walk by, here in Atlanta, we have kudzu. Do y'all know what kudzu is? It's this hateful vine. And it just takes over everything. And you walk by, you walk down a street, you know, kudzu, and you might hear a rustle back there. And it sounds like, oh, what was that? You know. And if you look back there, if you got back in there, you might find a madhouse or structure. And you might find a person living in there. Living in there. Now, I remember at one time, the city administration, I don't know, I think Andy Young, for God's sake, was the mayor, and they decided, no, we're not going to have this. Maybe it wasn't Andy Young. I don't know. I'm going to say something here. It's not true, and I'm just getting all kinds of hell. But there was an administration. Maybe it was Maynard Jackson. I don't know. I don't remember. But they decided, no, nah, this is legitimizing the homeless. We find the madhouse, their houses, we're going to tear them down. You can't do this. You got to have a building permit. You got to have this. You got to have that. You know, typical crazy bureaucratic crap. Meantime, thousands of people in the Atlanta area. How about your city? Huh? What's it like in your city? Are homeless. How do we have homeless? How do we have homeless? How do we have homeless in Bush's America, in Clinton's America, in anybody's America? How do we have homeless? How do we have people? Oh, God. I shouldn't start a topic this late in the program. We're ready to bail out of here. Aren't we, Kathy? We're just about ready to bail out of here, I think. Yeah. But go to madhousers.org. Check it out. You know, if you don't have something like this in your city, and you're young and healthy and sprightly and can spring around and dodge and jump and get into the weeds and go behind trees and find where people are living on the ground, and you want to be able to put up a little shelter, get some of your buddies, get some of your girlfriends and your boyfriends, and do it. Just do it. Madhousers will help you. I'll bet they would. I'll bet they would. I bet if you send them an email. Now, I don't keep up with them. I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe it's all changed now. This is what I remember about the Madhousers, though. Incredible group. I mean, these people, there's no, I wish I could say the right word, but there's no BS here. They just do it. Thanks for participating tonight. I appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care. Watch your back, okay? Do take care. Cross at the light. Don't burn any flags. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush and Democrat John Kerry wrapped up another day of campaigning in battleground states. Bush made stops in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. John Kerry rallied his supporters in his wife's hometown of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He told supporters their hometown girl and his wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, will make a great first lady.
What I love about her is what America is coming to love about her. This is a woman
who tells what's on her mind and tells the truth to the American people.
And Kerry attacked the Bush administration's health care policy as bad medicine for America and promised to make health care available for everyone if he's elected president. President Bush wrapped up his campaign swing through the upper Midwest Wednesday in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It was a state Bush lost in the 2000 campaign when he says voters were told they would lose their Social Security if he's elected. Bush says seniors and baby boomers have nothing to worry about, but something must be done for the younger generation. And he told supporters workers should be allowed to save for their own retirement.
In order to make sure our children and grandchildren have got a retirement system that works when they need it, we ought to allow younger workers to set aside some of their own payroll taxes in a personal savings account they call their own.
Some political heavyweights will be hitting the campaign trail next week. Former President Bill Clinton will campaign with Democrat John Kerry Monday in Philadelphia.